love this. I promise, Johnny, okay?
All right,
1 second. He's on the line already.
Hi there, Johnny. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Alex wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to, of course, answer any questions you have. Also, though, to apply a very significantly reduced rate for your still fairly new company. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and, well, I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Right.
Perfect. Yeah, we are talking about that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. That's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. That's where we all go when we don't know who to call, and that's the power of this particular listing, especially for your young company, you know, less than 2 years old. We are, of course, that's where, you know, nobody calls their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the yellow pages anymore when we don't know who to call. And for many of us, at least for some of the services we need, we don't always know who to call. We just Google it. You know, we jump on our smartphone, we hop on a computer, we type in a couple of keywords, we find someone on that first page, and 9 times out of 10, that's who we're going to hire. So people will, for you, be typing in lawn care, lawn maintenance, they might type in landscaping, they might type in, you know, pressure washing, power washing, roof cleaning, whatever you might type in. And we'll make sure that your business pops up on that first page, because Google will be able to see on almost 70 different destinations and directories that you provide those services in that 20-mile service area. Of course, the companies that are on the first page get more phone calls, they have more opportunities, they take on more jobs. They're not on that first page because they've been doing it longer than you have, or because they do a better job than you can do, or because they have a bigger company. They're just on that first page because they've got more content online, content that Google looks for, indexes, and ultimately uses to determine what businesses they display on that first page. So you'll have, for example, a fully optimized Facebook page, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, almost 70 different directories known to the public or unknown, but all of them are equally important. All of them will, of course, link back to your verified listings on Google and Bing and to a website. Now, Johnny, Alex says there's not currently a website for your business. Is that right?
Correct.
Do you have any photos, I'm sure you do, of the work that you've been doing, before and after photos, that kind of thing?
Hundreds.
Okay, good, good. So, you know, our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing. It is not just to list you on that first page. So we do websites for our clients that don't have one. That, of course, allows us to showcase your work and talk about your services and your service area. Now, we do offer our service on a month-to-month basis, so there's no long-term contract. Our job is to simply keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, at just 2 years in as a business, you qualify for reduced pricing for a newer business, and that new business rate is by far the lowest rate we offer to the public. It's actually going to save you a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. In fact, it's going to save you $200 every single month and bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 to a fixed flat rate of just $199. $199, Johnny, is the exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. And, of course, a lot of your work is going to be recurring maintenance work. So it is only ever going to be that flat rate. Now, we are looking for just the one company to work with. We do not put our clients in competition with each other. That ensures that you get the maximum number of phone calls. Is that something you would want for Primetime Landscape, that first page placement and the phone calls that would come with it?
Well, that'll work so far.
Yeah, I mean,
how much work?
Well, I mean, let me ask you, if I could include the website for you, at no additional cost. I mean, build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost included in that $199. I'm sure that's fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you. You are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You'll know how many times you're popping up on that first page for each of those searches. You'll know which clients found you from the local map or individual directories or even from your website. Now, most of the time, you'll simply get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. People, though, can fill out the form on the website, that contact form, let you know where they're located and what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. When they do that, you get a text message as well as an email. So, Johnny, you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it is still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do type into that form, though, repopulates right on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even do know who to follow up with. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
It'll sound interesting so far.
Okay. So like I said, we are looking for the one company, and it is our job to fill this position. So if we include the website, meaning the initial construction of the website, the hosting, the maintenance, even the updating of the website, of course that means we can use photos that you've got already, and as we send you more jobs, you can take more photos, we can add more photos or videos, we can update content. If the focus shifts a bit as the seasons change, we can make those changes too. There would never be any additional cost for that. Okay. Now, one thing that I did see here, and it looks like you did not have a good experience with the Angie's List. I mean, my company has nothing at all to do with them, and certainly I cannot wear a black eye for what happened. But I can do right by your company and even make it more affordable for you to give us the opportunity to do this. There's usually a $299 one-time setup fee. It helps us offset the cost of creating the content. It's not for the website, but it's for all of those 70 different directories that we have to create to ensure that you pop up on that first page. I might normally take, you know, 20, maybe even 30% off of that setup fee. But, you know, I know that you had a bad experience, and I know how expensive that service is. Boy, I tell you, it just costs businesses so much money, and you don't get much in return. I actually want to take two-thirds off of that setup fee. You know, I really do want to take $199 off of that $299 setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee, $100. It would attach to only that first month. Every month after that, it would drop down to that flat rate of $199. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, I mean, it is, like I said, a position that we're actively filling. It is a month-to-month service, and like I said, no matter how long you continue to use the service, your rate will be fixed at that $199. It'll never go up. Now, I do see it as prime-time landscape. Is that how you would want the business to appear on the first page?
Well, the prime-time is what I actually... That's the breakdown of the business, but it's actually called, in business, it's called PTLS, which is Prime Time Landscaping. It's abbreviated.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm on business is, but when everybody asks me, I am Prime Time Landscaping, so yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, that's more descriptive of your services anyway.
Yeah, I'm doing business as PTLS Landscape, but it's Prime Time Landscaping, yeah.
Gotcha. Nice.
So, yeah,
and then, Johnny, is the phone number that we are speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call? Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah, that's it.
Is it a smartphone?
Hold on one second.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay,
Paul?
Good. Yeah, I am here. Yeah. Good. So, and the number, the 678-855-2451, that's a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Perfect, yeah. Like I said, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls, but when people fill out that contact form, you do get the text message as well as the email. Now, if it's a business email, we will list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, no one does need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And, of course, when necessary, we'll use it to contact you. We do use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll be able to just simply give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Johnny, did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of those.
All of them, good. And there's going to be a bit of redundancy built in. You know, if we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message and send a text. What is a good email address, either for you or for your business?
It'll be JuiceManProd. That's JuiceManProd, short for production.
Right.
At gmail.com.
Perfect. And then, what is your last name?
Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T.
All right, perfect. And then, oh, I wanted to ask you, I mean, obviously you're service-based. You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, right?
Right.
Perfect, yeah. Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, even if you did work out of a shop or, you know, a small office where you did your paperwork. Since no one ever comes to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do, especially if you're out in the field most of the day. We will, though, want to verify that you are an active business in the local area. Since we are talking about that local map, you do need to be a local business. Where do you receive your mail?
At my residence and also at my business. I got also a barbershop.
Okay.
Prime time cut.
Gotcha. Well, we wouldn't want, prime time landscape to be confused with, the barbershop, especially if you ever at some point want to verify that listing and get that business, better. Ranking. Like I said, we can verify the home address. That's fine. And Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. But then no physical address will appear. You'll only show up city and state, not even the zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. What is that address, though, so we can verify that you are an active business? Google prefers the U.S. Postal Service. You'll receive, they won't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can obviously be rented by someone outside of town. And again, it needs to be a business in the local area to be in that local map. So you'll receive just one piece of mail from Google headquarters. It looks like a piece of paper folded over with the tear-off edges, not much to it, but a five-digit PIN. And then, of course, that address will never appear online. Is it in Riverdale?
Yes, 1283.
Mm-hmm.
Branchfield Court.
Okay. And is that 30296?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure you know, things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo for Primetime Landscape, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. And of course, we'll want to talk to you about your services and your service area. We'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I am required to do, as we are Google Premier partners, to close out the category for your particular business, I do need to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee, that we're actually including the website at no additional cost, etc. Now, the voice verification, Johnny, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required, like I said, to read that before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay, give me just a second there and to get that set up. Okay. So it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Johnny. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Primetime Landscaping.
Perfect. That's exactly where I have that. And then, Mr. Wright, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Johnny Wright, owner.
Okay. And then, Johnny, as the owner of Primetime Landscaping, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Johnny, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Johnny, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Wright, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then, Johnny, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do in fact ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask is all of the content that we'll create for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, Johnny, we ask that you at least let us know. Ms. Wright, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, got a question.
Sure.
Okay, my question is, I do... Go, you want to finish or would I ask the question?
No. Go ahead. Ask your question. No, that's fine. You can ask any questions.
I do work for, I don't work for, I work under another company that's not online. It's private
okay.
Contracting. Does that?
Okay.
Well, what you say?
So the reason that we say that is we do what's called a NAP W Audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be creating that website for you, and we'll make sure that, of course, no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything online comes along, like, we wouldn't want you to sign up for a service that we're already providing. We wouldn't want you to pay for, you know, a Facebook page to be built or for a Super Pages listing or something like that, because we'll be creating that content for you. But we also will continue to make sure that no physical address appears for your business online, that your business is consistently branded as Primetime Landscaping with the right phone number and things like that. So the reason that we ask is any inconsistent information that someone else might put out there that is still linked to your business, that could hurt your ranking. So we want to know about it as soon as you know about it so we can fix it. But like I said, we do that audit in the beginning and we do it periodically throughout, but it's good to let us know. So anything that's not online, that's not going to affect your placement and there's no conflict.
That's what I was asking. Okay, yeah, cool.
Yep, okay. Now, with all of the reduced pricing that I was able to apply, reducing both the subscription cost and that one-time setup fee, with the website included and with it being a month-to-month service, Johnny, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 6th of July, in the very discounted total amount of just $299.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $199.00. And again, that $199, Johnny, is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's never any taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Johnny, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That's right, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Our services are offered month to month, completely at will. That does, of course, mean that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the service altogether, or you can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Johnny, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Wright, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Johnny, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Johnny, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
My name.
And is it Johnny Wright on the card, no middle initial?
L.
L? Okay.
Middle
initial of L, and then you said it was a Visa card. Johnny, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
1,000.
Okay.
2,300.
All righty.
7,846.
Yes, sir.
8,175.
And then the expiration month and year?
That was May 26.
You said May of 2026? Perfect. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
300.
Okay, so I've got 300 on the back of the card, and May or 05 of 2026 for the expiration date. Is the card itself 40-00-23-00-78-46-81-75?
Yeah.
Okay. And does that bill at the home address, the 1283 Branchfield Court, 30296?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Johnny, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I'll wait on it.
You said you'll wait on the email?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so you will get that email in just a couple of minutes here. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., that is Eastern. You can email the support team 24/7. Of course, if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. You'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And since our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do just let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end, Johnny, is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. The next available would actually be at noon, this next available hour. And then there's just about at least one spot every hour between now and the last one scheduled at 6. Did you want something, you know, as early as possible or later on today?
It could be early as possible.
Okay. So the 12 o'clock noon is fine for you?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, let's go a little later than that because I got to take care of something at 12.
All right, so there's a 12, there's a 1 o'clock, and then in the afternoon there's 4, 5, and 6.
Let's do the 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock? Okay. So in this case, it'll be scheduled from 4 until 5. The call itself will get to you probably just a few minutes after 4, get you off the phone pretty close to 4:30. Like I said, it is a one-hour window for about a half an hour phone call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. At 3, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 4, and in just a minute here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite as well. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out by now?
I already got it. I read over it already.
Okay.
Well, my name was Jay. It's on the end, but it's IE, but it don't matter. It happens. It still go through.
Okay. Well, I can fix it if you like, and I probably should have clarified and verified that with you. I just kind of went off of what Alex had there. But if you open up the email, of course, it's got the invoice below it, and please click here to accept the subscription terms in the body of the email. If you click on that, it's hyperlinked, and it goes right to where the text message would normally go, which, of course, is the local / terms of experience, talking about the services on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that?
Right.
Okay. So we are, of course... we are going to optimize your Google listing, but we'll also optimize your Bing listing as well. It's only about 1 out of 10 that will be using Bing instead of Google, but that's still a lot of people. We want you to have those opportunities as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is your website that we'll build for you. No additional cost, including the maintenance and the hosting and updating of that website. All of that is included. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below it, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we do want you to copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears there. So like I said, if you like, I can resend it with the IE. But if you're okay with the way it is, it does need it to be spelled out the way that we have it appeared. But once you've got your name in there, click on the confirm signature box below it. Johnny, that's going to do a couple of things. It's going to, of course, let us know that you know that it is a flat rate, that, you know, we are doing the website for you, that we reduce both the subscription cost as well as the setup fee. It also, of course, allows us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not, and to send out that Google PIN card so we can verify that you are indeed an active business in the local area. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Now, did you want me to resend that with the corrected spelling of your business name, or do you just want to proceed as it is?
That's good. I mean, it's
good. Okay. So let me know when you see it asking you for a username and a password.
Well, do I go ahead and do the signature now?
Well, I can resend it with the correct spelling. You want me to do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's
I-E.
Best. I-E, so J-O-N-I-E, J-O-H-N-I-E, or two N's.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me fix that, Johnny. I do want that correct in our system. And again, I should have asked you. I didn't know if Alex did or not. So J-O-H-N-N-I-E, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So let me fix that here. And then I'm just going to manually trigger that letter again, that email. The email should regenerate the text message as well. So I sent that out with the updated spelling. You might need to refresh it.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So like I said, once you've got your name as it appears, and this time the way it should appear, click on the confirm signature and let me know when it's asking you for a username and a password.
Going on through the signature?
Yeah, go ahead and you can type it in. It is case sensitive, and of course the middle initial needs to be there, appropriate spacing. If you copy and paste it, then just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got Johnny L. Wright in that box, click the confirm signature box, and like I said, that's going to let us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that that rate will never go up on you, that we've reduced the cost of the subscription and the setup fee, and that the website's included, and then it will allow us to release the Google PIN card to make sure that Google recognizes that you're an active business in the local area. Now, it should ask you for a username and a password. And I'll give that to you in just a second here. It will generate once you put that in there.
Hold on. Okay, so okay, it says case sensitive. It appears it's Johnny. All right, Cap. Please fix the highlighted portion of the text. Johnny L. Highlighted. There we go. The same thing.
Did you click on the box above that line where it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer?
I certify, yeah, I did. Uh-huh.
Okay, so you clicked on that box. Blue. And then in the longer box, you typed in Johnny L. Wright, just as it appears.
Yep, exactly. I mean, capital J, capital L, capital W, and no, the space is right.
No space before or after.
Nope, it says things that does not match. Okay, let me just erase the whole thing and type it in again. Okay, so what it's saying, right, it says, Johnny L. Wright, please fix the highlighted portion to the text. But when they want it, when it says fix the highlighted portion, it has everything lowercase.
It has it lowercase?
Yep. Like I said at the beginning, it says signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as
okay.
It appears.
And so, I'll let our tech team know that it's experiencing that little glitch. But if it's populating lowercase, try it at least and see if that works, and that will give me more information to tell the tech team. But yeah, it's case sensitive. So if it's defaulting to lowercase, we'll have to adjust that. But for now, let's see what it's going to do if you type it in lowercase.
It's all lowercase.
That's the first time I've ever heard it doing that.
Oh, Lord, please. I'm going crazy here. This ready yet. They said it before. It said, please fix the highlighted portion.
So you typed it in lowercase, and it's asking you to fix it. And it's asking for the same thing.
Yeah, well, now when I type it in lowercase, it has my last name. It has it.
it has a blue line under it, like it's spelled incorrectly. Like normally when you do something wrong, it's spelled wrong.
Right, right. But and either way, it's not letting you sign it. It's not accepting the signature. Is it saying the same thing? Fix the highlighted text. Signature doesn't match.
Let me try one more thing. Hold on. Okay, it passed by.
Oh,
what
did
it was,
work?
I was putting the period behind the L.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's so, it needs to be exact. It needs to be exact, and the system didn't have a period in there, and it was confusing the system there. That's okay. I appreciate your patience in dealing with that. It is kind of a bit of a headache, but it is an important step so we can now verify that you're an active business in the local area. Now, I can give you the username, but the reason it's asking you for a username and a password, and you don't have to worry about it right now, the automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking and your reporting system. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks that tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, so it's asking you to log in. I can give you the username, though. There is no password set just yet. Once we do your client interview and we get all that content created so there's something for you to track, you'll receive by text and email both the username and a default password. You can change that password once you log in if you like. But the username will always be simply your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number 678-855-2451. That will always be your username. And then, like I said, once your client dashboard is active, we'll send you out the username and password so you can start accessing your tracking system. But other than that, Johnny, you're all set and squared away on my end. I am now sending you that calendar invite. It does say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then it does have your username, which is basically your phone number. It's got your name and then your actual phone number. When you receive the support email, it's going to be support@localsplash.com as the email for our support team. That's the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can send anything and everything there. Please do just reference either your phone number or your username, which are basically the same thing. When they do the client interview today at 4, they'll give you photos at localsplash.com. As a photos department, can be emailed directly if you like. In the beginning, we're going to ask you to email us those photos, but once your client dashboard is active, you can, if you choose, instead upload photos directly through your client dashboard. You can request content changes and things like that, or of course you can email them to us or call us about those changes. But other than that, I want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website out there showcasing your great work, and of course get your phone ringing. Earn your business just 1 month at a time.
One question. You said on the email and password, username is my phone number, or that's the password?
The username, yeah. The username is 678-855-2451. Just the numbers, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. That's your username. We will send you access to your tracking system once the tracking system is activated. So you'll get that same username. That username will never change, and then you'll have a default password that you can use to access your account. Some people never change it, but you can change it if you like.
Okay, so after I put the phone number in there for my username, there's no password, but I hit log in. I don't need to be trying to log in right now.
Exactly correct. Yeah, the automated system thinks that you are, in fact, trying to log in to access your tracking, so it's asking you for your username and password. The automated system doesn't quite realize that the tracking system hasn't been activated yet. But, yeah, you don't have to log in now. Once your tracking system is created, you'll get the username and the password. Now, when we do that client interview, one of the things that we'll do is we'll set up a security question that is for both your security, your protection, as well as ours. Simple options like the city you were born in, your mother's maiden name, if, I don't think that's even an option, city you were born in, first pet's name, that kind of thing. And in any correspondence with Local Splash, anyone calling you saying that they are Local Splash, they will know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll also know both the question and the answer without being prompted for that username and the password once everything is set up. Oh, mother's maiden name is an option. I don't suggest you go with that, though. City you were born in or first pet's name are the other two options on there. Other than that, you know, our job is to keep your phone ringing. As the voice verification clearly states, no taxes, fees, or surcharges, anything outside of the $199 billing on the future 6th of the month. Anybody calling you saying that they're Google or calling you saying that you owe money, just ignore them. As we start to create the content to get you on that first page, you may get other phone calls. People, I don't even know if they're SEO companies or if they're just looking for information. They will see that you have a Google listing, that you're starting to gain placement. Sometimes they will call you and say that you owe them money. Please do not give them even the time of day. Just say, I think I'm pretty good, and then just, you know, quietly end that phone call. If you have any questions, though, feel free to call that client support number. It is 877-635-6225, option one for client support. You will receive that, if you haven't already, by email as well. That confirmation email looks like it's already been sent.
Okay.
All right. Speaking with you, Johnny. I appreciate your patience in dealing with that little technical glitch there and the demands of our system. But we are pretty excited to get this going. Please expect that phone call coming right at or shortly after 4 o'clock today.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Johnny. Take care. You have a good day, sir.
Yep, you too.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye now.